I got Al Roker on the phone. What up, man? How you doing?
Mr. Joyner, Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Merry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, life is good. We just lit up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Now I got lit. Everything's good.
Fantastic. Right, Al Roker.
Ready for the weekend.
Man, you had both knees done or one?
No, just one knee. I had my I'd had my left knee done after a car accident about 15 years ago. But I had the right one done. I guess now it's like 7 weeks.
Wow. How you feeling?
I feel great. It's you know, it's one of those things you don't realize how bad you felt until you feel good. And, you know, just being able to walk without pain, and it makes a huge difference.
They say that the knee surgery rehab is the worst. It's horrible.
No, it's not true. Well, let me rephrase that. Everybody's okay. Different. I have not had any pain. I in a way, kind of look forward to it because
you had a total knee.
Total knee.
Wow.
You know, and,
because everybody I know said they wanted to kill themselves.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah.
From rehabbing their knee surgery.
Like, look, everybody. Like my physical therapist has said, you know, he's had people ask him, well, what are you doing for Al Roker that you're not doing for me? And he said, well, the difference is he's doing the work. You've got to be
diligent,
not just when you're in therapy. And I'm not being, you know, Mr. Oh, look at me. But, you know, I do everything I need to do every day, even when I'm not in therapy. I do my exercises, you know, because I'll tell you what, I had a rotator cuff thing, and I wasn't diligent about the therapy, and I've not gotten the results I wanted off the shoulder. So I learned from that you got to do the work.
Yeah, the people that I know who say they'd rather die, we're not doing the work.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because you were off the air. You weren't off the air that long.
I was out for a week and a half. So, you know, it just I've been very fortunate. Knock on wood. God bless. I heal fairly quickly. I fall apart easily, but I heal quickly.
This has been Medical City Talk with the meteorologist and the fly jock.
That's right. Tom, two old black men sitting around talking. You should feel this. Yeah, you got that problem or what? Look at this.
Al Roker Entertainment produces The Graduates, New York City, NYC, following the lives of 6 HBCU graduates living in New York City. All 8 episodes are now available on Aspire TV.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, one of the co-creators and the other EP is Randolph Stirrup, and he went to Florida A&M with your son Oscar.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't go to an HBCU, did you?
I did not. I went to a SUNY Oswego. It was upstate New York.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're following these graduates around New York City. What will we learn?
Well, you know, it's interesting. These kids, young people, you know, I mean, it's all the stuff that we are talking about today, like from Black Lives Matter. These young people, what's so impressive about them is that they care so much about what's going on. You know, from
that's
you know,
us.
You know, their schools, you know, building endowments. Yeah. They're talking about, you know, the importance of relationships between dads and their sons.
That's us.
You know, and we just saw how important the vote is. Their one episode is about them. How can they energize the vote at their HBCU, you know?
Which HBCUs are represented in this?
We got Florida A&M.
Yeah.
We got North Carolina Central. Yeah. Howard. Yeah. Hampton.
Yeah.
Morehouse. Uh-huh. So and these they work all over. I mean, they some of them are nonprofits, education. One's a motivational speaker. Another works at Amazon. You know, so they're all walks of life. They're an impressive group of young people. You know, and you really get a chance. And what I'm excited about this is, like, we did a group of kids young people who live in New York City. You know, we're going to go all over the country doing this. You know, Atlanta. Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, you know, because, you know, listen, let's face it, you know, these young people, these graduates of the HBCUs are everywhere, obviously, and they really, you know, bind together. This is something that binds them. And it's really I was so impressed with these folks.
Have you ever been to a HBCU homecoming or an HBCU
yes.
football classic? Ain't that
Uh-oh.
Ain't
oh,
that the
man.
Oh man.
Well, listen,
which one did you go to?
Well, we were down in Savannah, and I got it. The football is good.
But the bands.
The food and the
and
band.
The food.
Of course you're going to say the food.
I remember going to Yankee Stadium with my dad and my uncle and my cousins. And my uncle looking at me and said, did you come here to watch a ball game or to eat? I'm looking at him like, what a stupid question. I mean, what are you?
Aspire TV, that's the web, right?
That's right. That you know,
it's a web episode.
It's the web. Yeah, these are on the web. They aired during Aspire's football coverage, but you can catch them on Aspire.tv.
I love it. Thank you, Al Roker.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Deborah and the family.
Yeah.
Thank you.